Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. He lives in me, I live in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. No more sorrow, Jesus reigns. No more hardship, Jesus reigns. He lives in me, and he lives in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. No more problem, Jesus reigns. No more hardship, Jesus reigns. He lives in me, and he reigns in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. No more hardship, Jesus reigns. No more trouble, Jesus reigns. He lives in me, and he lives in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. No more trouble, Jesus reigns. No more hardship, Jesus reigns. He lives in me, and he lives in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Yes, everyone is welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching your way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Diokoro coming your way with the living word of God that says his deliverance and blessing. Today, God has laid my heart to share with you on the love of God that brings peace and joy to humanity. It is love that brought it down. It is love that brought it down. He came down for you and me. It is love that brought him down. Jesus came for you and me. Jesus died for you and I. Jesus came for you and I. Jesus came for me and you. He was bruised for your iniquity. Jesus died for you and me. He was bruised for you and me. He was bruised. Jesus died for you and I. Jesus came for me and you. Jesus died for you and me. Jesus died for you and me. Jesus died for you and me. If Jesus says, no other love can anyone show you than this kind of love, for a man to have laid down his life for you to be saved. What a sacrificial love. Agape love that Jesus demonstrated on Calvary Tree over 2,000 years ago. He didn't care about his own life. He decided to die for us to be saved. Be the man of God. And you have so many false religions today and false gods, false prophets and false leaders and false nations and false presidents, false people going about parading themselves, agents of darkness, blood-hungry men and women, satanic agents who have come to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came for you and I to be saved. Came to give us life and life more abundantly. And you can see that it's a pure love. It came in love. It is the love of God that makes me come. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. See, John 3:15. John 3:15. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son. See, where there is love, there will be peace, there will be joy, there will be giving, there will be, you know, everything work together for good. But where there is no love, they will carry atomic bomb and throw. They will carry missiles and carry all kinds of weapons and be shooting and killing and destroying life and property. God didn't send them to do that. The Satan has entered their hearts and they are doing that. We pray that there shall be love today, love in this world, love in all the governments of this world, love in the presidents and world leaders, love in our nations, love in every area. God should bring in love in our marriages and homes, love in our families, love in every nation. Whereby we're not going to ask, what is your color? Are you black or white? If you love, look at it, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter of the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm reading quickly from verse number 4. It says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity wondeth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, speaketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things. See, that is the love chapter of the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is the love chapter of the Bible. And then the Bible says that God is love. God himself is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. God is love. So when you see hate, see, because the opposite of love is hate. When you see hate, evil, you see hate, iniquity, wickedness. When you see that, know that God is not there. That is not God. Because the Bible says that God is love. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. See, God is love. If God is love, then I want to see love. I want to see people love each other, love themselves. I want to see people who are ministering to one another, blessing one another. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, 8, and 9. Yes, 1 John chapter 4. It says, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. See, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Look at it. See, let me read it again. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not God, for God is love. God is love. God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. God is love. If God is love, then who is hate? Hate can never be God. Because the opposite of love is hate. The opposite of love is wickedness, iniquity. Which means somebody is hate. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life, and life more abundantly. So how come you are demonstrating hate, iniquity, and wickedness? You carry bombs and throw on human beings. You share people with tanks and jet bombers, jet fighters, and submarines and you shoot people to death and kill and destroy. And you say you love, that's not love. That's Satan. The devil, Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10 told you are doing the work of Satan. Our work on earth is to love God and keep his commandments. Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 says the whole purpose of man on earth, the whole duty of man on earth is to love God and keep his commandments. That's what God wants us to do. But you look at this world today, you see wickedness, you see evil. God showed you man what is good. Our word and the law require of thee that to love mercy and to do justly and to walk humbly with thy law. He is Lord, he is Lord, he is raising from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. God has shown thee thou what thou shalt do, to love mercy and to do justly, to walk humbly with the law. But as you look at the world today, you see a repetition of the same pattern. And it all began in the book of Genesis, when in the days of Noah, in the book of Genesis, the early days of, in the days of Noah, God looked to the earth. When God looked into the earth, he saw that the heart of man was wickedness and evil, iniquity, continually. Everybody was doing evil. People were doing bad, satanic activities, demonic bloodshed, wickedness. God looked to the earth in the days of Noah, and he saw only one man, Noah and his wife and three daughters and their husband. Only eight of them, only eight were the people of God. Everybody else, the whole earth, the Bible says that when God looked at the earth in the days of Noah, he looked at the whole world, and all he could see was wickedness, was evil, continually. And he thanked God that he created human beings. God regretted creating human beings on earth. He thanked God. Look at his book of Genesis. See? God regretted creating human beings because all he saw was wickedness all over the world. It was evil, iniquity, and that was it. Only one man, Noah and his wife, and their children, and their children's husband, just eight of them, only eight of them were the people doing the will of God. And those were the only people saved. And God told Noah, Noah, you know what? I'm fed up. I'm fed up with this nonsense. This nonsense is over. No. I'm going to destroy the whole earth. Everybody must go. I don't need any of them. Everybody should go. And God told Noah, make an ark. You and your family will be in the ark. And everybody is going. Everybody. Bible says, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. No. That is holy. And God said, I'm going to destroy the whole earth. No one is going to ask me a question. The earth is the Lord that is put in. I created the earth. So nobody will ask me any question. Me, God, I created the whole earth and everything. So therefore, I can destroy it anytime. Nobody will ask me one question. Who are you asking? You're asking God, what do I do? Bible says in the word of a king, there is power. And who may say, what do I do? You cannot ask God a question. No. No, never. You cannot. Noah, you and your family be in the ark. I'm going to destroy the whole world. And God was angry. You better not let God become angry. When God is angry, everybody will perish. Not just these tsunamis, all these tsunamis you are seeing, earthquake, thunder, thunderbolt. You see, the ocean will come and cover a whole nation and swallow up all the people and perish everything. All those things, they are warning bears. Those are warning bears to humanity. See, iniquity and evil all over the place. God said, Noah, I'm fed up with all this. All this nonsense must go. No, it's all over. Noah, you and your family, you be the ark. All these people, they are all going away. Nobody's going to remain. Everybody's going to perish. Everything perish. No more. Let's forget about it. We're going to start all over again. And so Noah and his wife and his daughters, three daughters and their husband. Only eight of them got saved. Only eight. Of all, I don't know how many millions of people were on earth then, but only eight got saved. And the rest perished. The flood came, the water covered the whole earth. Everybody perished. No more. Forget about it. Let everybody go their way. Don't go. And you think it's not going to happen again? It's going to happen again because in all over the world today, it's all wickedness. It's all evil, iniquity. God is angry with what is happening. God is very, very angry. And any moment from now, God can just destroy everything. Let everything just perish. Let everybody go. Just forget about it. Only the true people of God will stay. All of you, just get out of the way. You think God plays? God is a consuming fire. He is a consuming fire. For no reason. Nations are coming against nations. Countries are coming against. For no reason. You can't see any genuine reason for what they are doing. Carry missiles and shoot missiles on people. Carry bombs and throw. Carry bullets and shoot. And all this iniquity is going on. Wickedness on planet Earth. And you think you are going free? No. Nobody's going free. God is the righteous judge. He's coming to judge. Yes, he's coming. Did he end there? Sodom and Gomorrah started their own. Sodom and Gomorrah. From nowhere. Look at the book of Genesis, chapter 18, 22. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah, even the angels, they went to the angel and tried to rape the angel. People of Sodom and Gomorrah. That tells you the level of wickedness and iniquity that was on planet Earth. There was nothing Sodom and Gomorrah people did not do. Every wickedness and evil they practiced. God said, I am done. I am done with this nonsense. Oh, everybody gets ready to go. Only Lot and his family, God said. Even Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. But it was only Lot and family that see. You can see. You see the level of wickedness for a whole world to be like that, and only few are saved. There is a message here, and people have not learned lessons. Nobody has learned lesson at all. Everybody is still doing wickedness everywhere. For no reason. They are bombing and shooting and killing and missiles and there's nothing they are not doing. Wickedness from day to night, from morning, day, time, afternoon, iniquity. And you think you are going free? No, you are not going free. God is coming to punish the whole world. For all this evil they are doing, God is coming to judge the whole world. The tsunami they are saying, those are small. We see they say the flooding and earthquakes, all those things, those are small ones. The real judgment is coming. When all of a sudden, the earth will open and nations will just perish there. That's it. All of them are gone.
won't see any of them again. And you think God, you can mess with God. Bible says that God is a consuming fire. He's a consuming fire. If you touch the Lord's anointed, God will smash you to pieces. You need to repent and turn from your wicked way so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you? You shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. Nobody's going through. Judgment is coming. You will see it with your eyes. Judgment of God is coming. And you will see it with your eye like this. All these tsunamis you saw, those are small, small things. The earthquakes and all those things you are seeing, the ocean come into the city and cover whole cities, cover a whole nation and swallow up everything. All those things are small, small things. The real judgment of God is coming. Well, you will see it. The soul that sinneth shall die. Iniquity. God will punish evil. You will see it with your crooked eye like this. Because God himself is fed up with all the wickedness on earth. It is just wickedness, iniquity, and wickedness. There's nothing they are planning now more than go and make bombs, go and make jet fighters and jet bombers, submarines. They go and prepare missiles and shoot missiles at people and kill human beings all over the place and destroy lives. That's just all the things they are doing all over the world. That's what they are doing now. And you think you are going free? Nobody goes free. God is angry with the whole earth. The Almighty God is very, very angry. And any moment from now, God is going to destroy the whole world. Everybody go your way. Just forget about it. Just go and let's forget about it. Yes, you will see it happen. Write it down. You will see it happen. Yes. The righteous judge is coming. The Bible calls it the righteous judge. He's coming. Coming to judge the world. Judge everybody. Every iniquity, evil, and wickedness they are practicing now, they are all going to pay dearly for it. Yes. You won't change from your evil ways? Then the scripture says, whosoever is righteous, let him be righteous. Whosoever is holy, let him be holy. Whosoever is doing the right thing, let him do the right thing. But at the end of it all, everyone shall face judgment. Then the scripture says, each of us has stand before God and render account of your life, and whose name is not found in the book of life, will be cast into the lake of fire. We burned with brimstone, and the worms died not. Yes, it's coming. It's coming. Your sin shall find you out. Oh, yes. The evil that men do lives after them. Your wickedness and your evil shall locate you. You are not running to anywhere. No way of escape. In the days of Noah, they climbed the ark of Noah, and they were knocking the ark. They said, Noah, open the ark. Let us come in and be with you. The water has covered the whole earth. Oh, Noah, I think you are my friend. Oh, Noah. Oh, open the door of the ark. Let me come. And Noah said, I didn't lock the door. It was God who locked it. The Bible says when God locks, nobody opens. When he opens, no one closes. That door was locked. Nobody's going to enter that ark except Noah and his family who God saved. And all the other wicked people with their evil and iniquity, they all perish in the flood. You think this thing will not happen again? It's coming. All those tsunamis you are seeing, those are just small warning bells. The real judgment of God is coming. Earthquakes and the ocean will come and cover whole nations. And people will perish, whole nations. God is very, very angry. The Almighty God who created the heaven and the Almighty, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. You can't ask him a question. He's going to destroy everything and let everybody go. Because the wickedness is just too much. Atrocities, wickedness, iniquity everywhere. No love at all. No love is evil. And you think you are going free? Nobody's going to escape. Nobody's going to escape. Judgment of God is around the corner. You will see it with your eye like this. And you will know that God himself is angry. Oh yes, the Almighty God is going to smash everything to pieces and everybody go. What a nonsense. You can't love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus came to demonstrate the love of God to everybody. You just can't love somebody. All you are thinking about is wrong. All you are thinking about is misfire. All you are thinking about is to kill. All you are thinking about is to go and shoot people and destroy nations. That's all you are thinking about. Don't worry. The one who's going to destroy everything is coming. Wait. You will see. The days of Noah is going to be repeated again. The Sodom and Gomorrah, the way God destroyed the nation with fire, they are going to be repeated again. You will see it with your eyes like this. When tsunamis took place, did you know that that will happen? It happened. And everybody saw it like this. The whole nation will be swept. The ocean will come and swallow a whole nation. Perish everything there. Everything perish. And you think you are going free. Nobody is escaping anywhere. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And when you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Today is the day of salvation. You must turn from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you? You shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. God is calling you today to love your neighbor as yourself. Love God, keep his commandments. Love your neighbor as yourself. Where there is no law, then there is hate. There is wickedness. Satan has come in. Satan is the author of hatred and wickedness and evil. He begin to do evil everywhere, doing the work of Satan. You need to turn away from all this. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end is destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Only few are finding it, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are going there. You need to repent right now and turn from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. I pray that you will turn away from your wicked ways today and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Confess your sin, repent, and turn from your wicked ways so that Jesus will come into your life and dwell in you. Open up your heart and let Jesus come in there and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Without Jesus Christ, you go to hellfire, be there for billions of years. Fire will burn you, and the worms died not. I will be there forever and ever because of evil, wickedness, iniquity that they are practicing. You need to repent right now. You need to turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. I pray that this word of God shall find a place in your life, that you shall be doers of this word and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it to them, text it and tweet it out, share it. and let God bless your life. Thank you so much for joining in this service. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. God be with you. Tomorrow we're going to have another section, and God is great. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, his blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah, his blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. I'm not going to tell a story of Jesus and his blood.